Bagging the Bag Boy. It's another hot and humid day in Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm making this grocery store trip last as long as possible to enjoy the air conditioning. I'm a management consultant from New York and have been down here for 2 weeks on a project, slated to go for 2 months with option to extend. At first, I was thrilled to travel down to historic Charleston for a spell. Seems like everybody has a hard-on for the South these days, judging from all the travel magazines and blogs. No one warned me about the weather being already so hot in late spring, though. It's not even Memorial Day yet, and I'm already schwitzing. Take the worst summer day in New York City and multiply that by 5 months. I hate being hot. So basically, I spend my time in the office, in my car, in my apartment, or at the store, in air conditioning. The other thing is, this assignment has been very time-consuming. Way more than usual. We're talking 70-hour weeks. So, except for some office outings where I have to behave, I haven't been able to go out and assess the local quote-unquote talents. I was so looking forward to hooking up with some good old boys and showing them how a New York woman does things. But so far, it's me, the air conditioning, and my toys. Oh well. Finding everything you need, ma'am? I turn towards the source of the drawly male voice and am presented with the cutest young man this 32-year-old has laid eyes on in an age. Tall, maybe 6'2", in great shape, in that way only a college boy can be. He's wearing chinos and a short-sleeve button-up shirt with a clip-on tie. Adorable. He looks clean-cut except for his ponytail, dark blonde hair, and a tiny piercing in his brow. Seemingly college kid, experimental, subversive, but those waspy good looks are right out of town and country. Pulling a day shift, though, which I appreciate from a work ethic POV. But let me tell you more about how cute he is. Sculpted cheekbones, cornflower blue eyes rimmed with dark blonde lashes and corresponding brows. A well-defined mouth. He would be just a little too pretty, except for his aquiline nose, which I always associate with a big dick, since every guy I've ever known with a nose like that has been well hung. That's just empirical evidence from my personal sample size, of course. I feel my pussy creaming ever so slightly. It doesn't help that I don't have any underwear on, since it's hot as fuck out, and I just got waxed yesterday. So to paraphrase Carrie Bradshaw, I feel like walking sex. Yes, I'm finding everything, thank you. I can bring you a cart if you want. That basket will get heavy after a while. I don't need a cart because, truthfully, I'm just enjoying walking around the AC, since Lord knows I can't walk outside without melting, I think to myself. I'm working from home today and needed to get out while staying inside. I start to say no, but impulsively say instead, "Oh, sure, thanks. I always think I'm going to come in for a few things and end up with a bunch of stuff." I giggle like a dumbass. Really, I kind of just want to see him again. And hey, chivalry is dead in New York. It's nice to get waited on, especially when you didn't even ask for it. I know how that goes. You can wait in this aisle. I won't be a minute. The way he draws out minute is just too much. Holy shit, this kid probably isn't even old enough to drink. I feel like a pervy old lady, but what the fuck? I'm getting my free kicks at the grocery store in the Deep South. This is what it has come down to with this single Ivy League consultant, folks. So I stand there and wait and pretend to study the cold cereals, even though I have plenty at home. I'm definitely getting a wee bit horny, here in my light camisole dress and no panties on. And while it's hot out, it's good and chilly in here, and my barely there bra is not suppressing any nipple activity at all. I'm slightly mortified to notice that my nips are very perky and pressing forward into my dress like pencil erasers. Thankfully, the fabric of my dress is dark with a small floral print, so somewhat camouflaged. I hear the rattle of shopping cart wheels and turn to face my knight in shining armor with a bright smile. "Eyes up here, buddy." He approaches me with his long-limbed easy gait and stop about 3 feet away. "Here you go, ma'am. I can put those things in the cart for you and put your basket back if you'd like." I am liking this southern gallantry. He proceeds to take my basket out of my hands, his eyes lingering for a couple of seconds in my hard nipples as he bends down. I watch him move my measly half dozen items over to the housewife-sized cart, admiring his big strong hands, sturdy bony wrists and lightly muscled forearms. In another time, he could be a farmhand. You know, the type that would bend you over and fuck you hard in the haystacks back in the barn. I laugh a little to myself. I'm thinking like such a snotty Yankee bitch. Just blaming on the heat. Something funny, ma'am? He asks innocently, looking up at me with those big blue eyes. I idly wonder if he's working hard not to sneak another look at my nipples. Oh, nothing. I was just thinking this level of service would never happen where I'm from, I answer, trying to keep a straight face. Where's that, ma'am? Okay, that's like the fourth time he said ma'am to me. I'm not that fucking old. Manhattan, born and bred. Oh, wow, that's so cool. Clear admiration in his eyes. My buddies and I are thinking about going up to New York City at the end of the summer, before our last year of college. We need to earn some money first, though. Ooh, end of summer is very hot in New York. Fall is best, I immediately say, being a New Yorker and all. Then I remember it's hot as hell here. What's the difference? Well, at least he's a college junior, for Christ's sake. I feel slightly less like a crater robber. Oh, he smiles. That's okay. Warm weather is not a problem for me. Right. Where do you go to school? College of Charleston, ma'am. He draws out Charleston, making it into four syllables. Again, adorbs. That's a good school, I say approvingly, sounding like a schoolmarm. Not like he asked my opinion. Well, good luck with it all. Thank you for the cart. Shit, I gotta get out of here and go play with myself. No problem, ma'am. I'll probably see you on the way out. I'm bagging groceries, too, he says, with a small smile, before turning away and walking towards the registers. Okay, I did not need to know that. I walk up and down the aisles, throwing random stuff into my cart that I don't really need. For some reason, I feel a little nervous to see him again. He's just so darn cute and sexy. Maybe it's the heat, but I keep visualizing that beach nose buried in my neck as he pounds me from behind, those big hands holding onto my ass flesh. And then maybe he'll pull out and rim me for a bit, and then start working his horn dog college boy cock inside my ass. Are college students having anal sex nowadays? I know I didn't until way after college. Okay, horny lady in aisle 10, everyone. Finally, my cart is respectably half full, although I have no idea what's in it. It's the middle of a weekday, and only one register is open. I make my way to it with a mix of excitement and slight dread. Where is the self-checkout when you need it? The cashier is an older guy who could not be less interested in me or anything else around him. He rings me up in full robot mode. The cute kid, well, young man, is at the other end of the bay, naturally, and gives me a polite nod and requisite automatic smile as I hand him my reusable bags, his fingers brushing mine lightly. As he starts bagging, I realize I have a shit ton of groceries, but only two of my own bags since I wasn't planning on such a big shop. So I add two of the store's recycled totes available for purchase into my pile. This whole shopping trip is starting to feel gratuitous and a bit out of hand. Again, I have to stifle the urge to giggle out loud. Finally, all my silly snacks and drinks have been bagged and I settle up. I'm still not used to bag boy service, so I'm vaguely surprised when Cutie Pie turns the two-shelf trolley wheels forward and looks at me expectantly. We start walking out of the store, and I'm very aware that he might be checking out my ass. And also very aware that I have not a stitch of underwear on and that my pussy is totally wet. We make our way to my rental SUV for those beach trips I have yet to take, which is parked on the far end, the shopping center being more crowded when I first arrived an hour ago, with the moms shopping while their kids are at school. I press the key to open the trunk hatch, only to remember that the back is chock-a-block with beach gear that I have yet to use, and some stuff from Home Depot. Usually when I grocery shop, I put the bags on the floorboard of the back seat. Oh, sorry, let me organize this a bit. I stand on tiptoe and lean in to push all the crap forward to make space. Well, I guess my short dress must have ridden up because when I lower my heels and turn back to face him, he's staring at my ass, his pants tented by a hard-on. I'm realizing he must have seen the back of my naked cooch in all its hairless glory. He swallows hard and his cheeks look slightly flushed as he silently unloads my so-called groceries into the trunk. I'm not sure if I'm more embarrassed or more turned on. I fumble in my pocket for some small bills for a tip, but what I'm thinking is I'd like a taste of his tip. Of course, I have no cash because I'm a millennial and use my card for everything. I tell him, hold on, I think I have something in the armrest compartment. My face feels hot and I feel a little giddy. It's fine, ma'am. We get the new minimum wage now. He's also red in the face and avoiding my eyes. No, no, I insist. I keep cash in there for bridge tolls. I close the hatch, then open the back door and step up, realizing a second too late that I'm likely flashing him again if he's still behind me. Oy. Oh well, too late now. As I press the button to open the console from the back, I feel a smooth, warm hand behind my knee as another hand gently pushes my short dress up my ass, and last but definitely not least, a wet tongue licking up the back of one thigh, then the other. Oh my God, what the fuck? And no, I don't mind at all. You are so fucking sexy, ma'am, he mutters with hooded eyes, gazing at me. He has that glazed look I remember vividly from college, when a boy is so horny, he has blinders on and has tunnel vision with eyes only for the pussy. He nudges me forward so that I'm kneeling on the floorboard of the back seat. It's a roomy SUV. And nudges my thighs a little farther apart before diving his face in my crotch to lick my dripping pussy from behind. Holy Christ. This store has everything you could possibly want. He licks me out with abandon, sucking on my slick pussy lips, tongue-fucking my snatch, eventually slipping one of those big fingers into my cunt and lightly fucking it. Jesus, he's no innocent schoolboy. He knows exactly what to do with a pussy. As he's licking me out, he's prodding me farther forward into the SUV and follows me in, not missing a beat with that 20-year-old tongue of his. Well, maybe he's 19, but let's say he's 20. Then he lifts up momentarily, slams the door closed, takes my keys out of my hand, click to lock all the doors, puts the key in the ignition, turns the AC on. He does all this in one smooth arc, and I can't help but think that he has done this a few times before. Hot. He unclips his preppy tie and throws it on the seat, then resumes eating me out as he unbuttons his shirt and shrugs it off. Next, I hear the familiar clanging of a belt buckle being undone and the rustle of pants being pulled down. You guys, I am about to be fucked by a college junior in the back of a truck in a parking lot down south. Yeehaw! He has two fingers in my snatch now, and I can tell from his movements that he's also massaging his cock. I can't really turn around and check out his package without losing the contact of his tongue on my twat, so I stay as I am. The reveal will come soon enough. Meanwhile, my hand has started working on my throbbing clit. Finally, he draws his mouth off my crotch and leans forward to kiss me, sharing the taste of my juices with me. He is so very handsome and an amazing kisser. I can't help but think what a lady killer he'll be 10 years from now, or 20 years from now. He asks me, panting slightly, do you want me to put on a condom? I answer, I don't have any. I was just going to the store, you know. Do you? No, I was at work, you know. He smiles through his lust. I always use condoms, so I'm clean as far as I know. But if you want, I can go to my locker and get some. Fuck that. I want you cocking me right now. He grunts and starts rubbing the head of his cock on the mouth of my dripping pussy. Oh, fuck. The last time I went bareback, I was in high school. Well, that's a turn on and a half. I take a peek down and holy shit, my knight is packing a sword, let me tell you. That schlong is easily an 8-incher and girthy. Those are some lucky, lucky college girls. I coordinate my hips to match his rubbing of my entrance with his fat cockhead as I crank my head back to kiss him again. What's your name? I whisper. Kev. Kevin. What's yours? Erica, I tell him. Kevin, I really need you to slip your cock inside me right now, okay? Yes, ma'am. I nearly giggled again at his ma'am, but instead I gasp as he slips his bulbous glands into my pussy. Oh, fuck. His horse cock feels amazing. He slowly, and might I add, masterfully, works his cock all the way into my pussy as he gently tweaks my nipples through my thin dress and skimpy bra. Even with the air on, I'm getting pretty hot, so I pull my dress off overhead and throw it onto the seat. He unhooks my bra and pulls it off as well. Thank God for tinted windows. He says in my ear, in his sexy southern drawl, "I wanted to eat you out the moment I saw you in the store in your little dress. I love eating pussy, and I love older women." Again, I'm not that old, but if that's what caught his eye, then yes, I am as old as the hills. I do declare, the South is growing on me. He continues while pinching my nipples and fucking me a little harder. "And when I noticed your perky nipples while you were waiting for me, I knew I wanted to fuck you one day. I just never dreamed it would be today." And he continues, "And when you flashed me your naked ass, not just once, but twice, well, I just couldn't wait another minute," he added through gritted teeth as he rammed his fatty hard into me for emphasis on the last words. Well, y'all, I visualized it, and now I've got it. He's fucking me hard from behind with his face in my neck and his strong hands clutching my ass cheeks. See how it works if you put your wishes out into the universe? "Do you like how I feel inside you?" he asks. I'm reminded how young he is and likely eager to please an older woman. Ever so chivalrous as he's pounding me hard. I'm telling you, lady killer. "Oh God, yes, your cock is perfection," I answer as I buck rhythmically onto his cock. "Just one tiny request, Kevin. Can I ask you to play with my back door as you're fucking me? That would be the cherry on top for me." "Oh fuck yes, I would love to. I wanted to ask you but wasn't sure." He wets his big knuckle thumb and gradually inserts it into my tight ass and starts to fuck it. Ooh, it's been a while. Fuck, that feels amazing. I feel a drip of something wet on my crack and realize he's purposely dribbling some spit down onto his thumb in my ass. Oh, sweet God, so hot. He continues like this for a little while as I furiously work my clit. "Hey, Erica, I want to lick your ass for a bit, okay? I've been wanting to ever since I saw your bare backside." You do not need to ask. He doesn't wait for an answer, gently pulls out and leans down to rim me with his big, wet cup tongue. Oh my fucking God, how I do love an eager tongue on my asshole. I've been missing this. 2 weeks alone here, plus a short dry spell in New York before I left, equals a bereft pussy and ass. As he slathers his tongue all over my backside, I'm wondering how many ladies' backsides he's licked, because sure as shit, it's not his first time or his second. My strapping Romeo adds the tips of two fingers inside the dripping mouth of my pussy again and softly fucks it, just up to the second knuckles. Oh fuck, I'm so ready to come. "Kevin, sweetie, you're gonna make me come doing that. Do you want me to wait for you?" His good manners must be infectious, because back in the city, not in a million years would I have asked a guy that. I would have just gotten off. Fuck all y'all. He lifts up off my slobbery ass to reply, "Don't wait. I want to feel your ass on my tongue when you come, and then I'm gonna fuck you and your pussy some more." Okay, fine with me. I do love a tongue on my ass while I'm coming. He resumes his work on my ass and my cunt, his free hand holding my hip in a firm grasp. He's still finger fucking my pussy slow, but with the full length of his big fingers now. Holy shit, he's talented. Kids today. Oh my God, fuck Kevin. I'm gonna come. Oh shit, don't stop. Oh my God, what the fuck? I'm bucking hard onto his face, sinking with the rhythm of his tongue now, spearing my wink, and his fingers keeping my pussy entertained. I feel my orgasm start from the root of my clit as it coils through my body and beats down on me like a ton of bricks. I come harder than I have in a long time. I can feel my pussy pulsating around his digits and my asshole frantically blinking on his tongue. Fuck, that was awesome. Oh fuck, Erica, your asshole is so hot. I hope you let me fuck it one day. I think to myself, oh yes, baby, you definitely will be invited to fuck my ass one day very soon. No can do without lube, though, not with that monster cock. You will, honey, I actually say to him. I'm ready to have your cock back in my pussy right now, though. It feels really good right after I come. He grunts and gives my pucker a few last lingering licks before slowly drawing his gooey fingers out of my wet cavity and reinserting his boy meat back inside me. I peek back to see his expression, and I'm not disappointed. His hair tie had fallen off, and his halo of dirty blonde hair is in disarray. He is oblivious to me looking at him. His eyes are closed, his brows are furrowed, his head slightly leaning back, his mouth a little open as he wedges his fat cock inside my tunnel and starts to slowly pump. I admire his entire body, the muscled chest lightly covered with dark blonde hair, the fair-skinned hips undulating as he's bucking into me, his big hands on my hips. Absolutely gorgeous, like an X-rated Tiger Beat cover model. I'm actually surprised he's lasting as long as he is. I seem to remember young guys shooting their load fast, sometimes too fast. Hey, I'm not complaining. This cop feels good. He drawls out to me with his eyes closed. I hope you don't mind I'm making this last as long as I can hold out. I say to him, take your time, sweetie. I must say, you're lasting longer than my college boyfriends ever did. Well, I kind of cheated, he says with a lopsided smile, gazing at me now through heavy-lidded open eyes. I rubbed one out while you were finishing your shopping, thinking about those titties of yours. Fuck, that's hot. Envisioning him in the employee bathroom, pulling on his pud with his big hand and getting his rocks off. I smiled knowingly as I reached back and put my hands on his svelte hips. His cock is massaging every nook and cranny inside me. It seems like I can feel every ridge, every contour. His fat thumb is backing my spit-lubed ass again, too. Not moving much, just plugging me up with a sweet, full feeling. I can tell he's getting close, though. The rhythm of his bucking is accelerating, his breathing more labored. Can I come inside you, Erica? Is it okay? Oh yes, babe, you definitely can come inside me. He moans and revs up the cadence of his bucking, alternating between full strokes with the length of his cock with fast, short strokes. Fuck, I'm tempted to make myself come again, but I can tell there's too much movement for me to get a good hold on my clit. I'm just going to have to hold steady and enjoy this nice young man's huge cock in my pussy and his thumb cock in my ass. Oh, fuck, Erica, I'm going to calm. Oh, shit, your pussy is so hot and tight. Ah, fuck. He comes hard, ramming his tool deep inside me, mashing his face onto the back of my shoulder, his knuckles white on my ass flesh in my peripheral vision. Oh, my God, sweet bird of youth. I can only imagine how much young spunk he's unloading inside me, unutilized virile sperm swimming up my walls. He stays in me a little longer as the bucking of his hips slows down, him panting in my ear. He glides his big hands to my front to gently fondle my tits as he nuzzles that big nose into my neck. I wiggle my bottom into his crotch, envisioning where his cock can go next time, because there will definitely be a next time. I'm here for 6 more weeks, with option to extend.